it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, question of the day. What's the craziest way or reason that you were pulled over? 713-572-4610, inspired by Figgy Fig. Doing the right thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't regret it at all, man. I know I seen somebody on the text line yesterday say they were a cop, and they said, feel free to blow the horn, hit the horn. I don't trust that, man. I'm gonna need your I need your information. Mm-hmm. So if I ever did that,
you could be like, well, be officer, like,
officer so-and-so in this district told me I can.
Which actually, that might get you in more trouble because that feels like the instance where he'd be, I don't give a damn, but what officer so-and-so yeah. said.
Or I would have said, that's my peoples right there. Mm-hmm. That's my family.
So yeah, you made sure to keep yourself.
I didn't. I had to stay at the light. Extra felt like 10 minutes because I guarantee you that cop was tested.
Oh, was it one of those lights that take forever?
Oh, he had to be tested.
It was taking forever, and it was construction, so it was only one lane.
Oh,
so it was one lane, make a left, right. So he was just sitting there, man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, is somebody walking across the street? I couldn't really see, and then the light turned yellow, and he cruised on through.
Oh, that's
like,
the worst.
Damn.
All right, so we will open the bidding with from the 832. They said, played football at a TJC and went to the Rose Garden by the stadium with his girlfriend, picked up 12 roses, cop shows up and explained and pointed out a sign that said it was a $100 fine per rose.
And what happened?
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Said dropped it and went off. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't pick any roses.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
They were already on the ground.
I don't blame you at all.
So yeah, a couple popped into mind for me. One was I couldn't help but laugh, but you know when you laugh, but you're also kind of like kind of mad.
Of course.
Yeah. So I was driving to it was here at the station. I was driving to a remote like the boys are going to have this afternoon. Out at
BB's
and
I believe
Katie.
It's on 99.
Yeah, in Katie. So I was driving to remote. I guess I stopped at a stoplight or something and an officer was nearby and noticed me. But I was just driving along and whoop, the lights come on. And I'm like, what was I doing? And I pulled over. This is, I don't even know who it was because, and I wouldn't say if I did because I hope this is not something that would get him in trouble because it was a good prank. It was a cop that was listening and knew I was going to be, it was a big listener. And just pulled me over for fun. He goes, excuse me, sir, do you have your blah, blah, blah? And I showed him. He goes, yeah, good luck at the, I think it was Twin Peaks. He goes, good luck at Twin Peaks.
And then he just left?
And he started laughing. I was like, I laughed, but I was also like, what an a-hole.
You scared the living daylights out
the hell
of me,
I
man.
Didn't, I was like, what did I do? What did I do? He's like, good luck at Twin Peaks. I was like, oh, okay.
Well. It would have made it a lot better if he disagreed with you on a take or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, Damian Pierce is the star. What you talking about?
And the other one was also here. I think it was my first year working with Vandermeer here. We did the Houston Open back when it was at the Woodlands. And I pulled in, parked, go into our little setup there, and an officer taps me on the shoulder as I'm putting on my headphones, you know, and says, sir, unfortunately, we had to tow your car. And I went, I was like, what? I said, I used the pass. I parked where they told me. And Vandermeer's in the corner just laughing his ass off. He knew the cop. You know, the cop had been there every year. You know, at working security for the Houston Open. Like, God, you a-hole.
Well, at least you didn't get a ticket in either of these. I felt like you still came out okay.
Yeah.
Even though those were...
Excuse me, sir, we had to tow your car.
You're right. The car was there now, wasn't it?
Now we got to get Reggie like that.
Yeah.
Don't you dare. That's a great way to get to be dead to me forever. So don't even try. There's a couple that come to mind for me. One of them was indeed driving, so... you know, you get to high school, you get to a certain age, you can go off campus for lunch. And one of those days, I was going off campus, but I decided I'm going to be responsible. I'm just going to go to the house, you know, it's nearby. I can drive real quick. So I drove to the house, went, got me something to eat, and I was driving back to school. Mm-hmm. And there's two ways that I could have gone through the neighborhood. I was going one way, and I was like, nah, it's about to be real traffic, a lot of traffic that way. Let me go the other way. So I thought to turn around in the neighborhood, and I was like, nah, this is going to be a bad look. Just hit this right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hit a right, but I didn't use a turn signal. It's a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Who's really
they
upset
got you
about
on
this?
The turn signal.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, man.
And now I did mention I'm in a neighborhood, so you're thinking, where's this cop coming from? The cop was parked in a driveway, just chilling. And I guess
residential driveway?
Residential driveway. Saw me turn without putting on a turn signal and decided, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And yeah, so yeah, that was fun. The additional
did you
part
get a ticket?
Oh, not for that. Actually, I think I did get a ticket for that, but that's not what stuck with me. What stuck with me is a way longer story, but I had just gotten that car like not very long before mm-hmm. that. And we had been explained something too wrong. So I had thought that because I was under my parents' insurance.
Oh, no.
That I was good.
Oh, man.
The car was not insured. And thus, I got one of them tickets.
Oh, man.
Because I decided to turn around, but then I didn't turn around and didn't use my turn signal.
Oh, man. Got that good old SR22 bond.
Yeah.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Mine, I think I might have mentioned this story on the air before, how back in the day, me and a buddy was going to Kent, Ohio to go look for some girls pretty much.
Yeah.
And so we there, we looking for the girls. We trying to call them, see where they at so mm-hmm. we can meet up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, whoop, whoop. I'm like, dad, I didn't do anything. But honestly, I kind of understood if they pulled me over because I was kind of driving like I was lost.
Yeah.
Which I was lost because I'm not from there and I was looking for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Had us get out the car. They searched us and they was just like grilling us to the point they were like searching our pockets. He grabbed my phone charger. He was like, what is this? I'm like, it's a phone charger. And my homeboy had a black brush with the long handle.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, what is this? And he's like, it's a brush. So we sitting there sitting on the car for like 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
It was cold. It was windy.
Yeah.
And we see the funny thing is we seen the girls way down on the side of the parking lot. And they ain't want no parts because they ain't know what was going on.
Yeah, that's the worst part about it is that now you're
in front
like,
of the hose.
Even when you're done. God, why does that keep coming up? Even when you're done, you can't go holler now.
Yeah.
It's over.
The night is over at mm-hmm. this point. And then all of a sudden we see another cop car pull up with somebody in the back, and all I hear was, no, that's not them.
Oh gosh. Oh, so they thought you were
mistaken identity.
So apparently somebody got robbed in a silver car which I was driving, and the guy pulled up and said, no, that's not them.
Woo, baby.
And so the guy didn't say, oh, sorry about that or anything. He just left.
You're free to go.
Yeah. Man, that was a long 45-minute drive back home, quiet. Me and my homeboy was quiet the whole time. Like, we could have went to jail.
Yeah, you're counting your blessings.
Yeah. So I'm like, man, that was the scariest thing I've been through. I'm like, that could have went totally left.
It is weird that I have a story that's almost exactly like that. All right, from the 832, they said, got pulled over at 4 in the morning.
Is it weird, really?
For no headlight. All right. It said, went to pull out my insurance card and zigzags fell out of his center console.
Oh, no, that'll do it.
Yeah.
And they call that paraphernalia.
Yeah. So how did your evening in the clink go?
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering about.
My father, one time, he had to go down to the court for mm-hmm. something. I forgot what it was. It wasn't nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to go through the metal detectors and empty your pockets. He emptied his pockets. It was like 5 or 6 bullets.
What?
Just gun bullets.
Walking around with bullets in his pockets?
At that point, you got to be like, what you think I'm going to do, throw them? I'm going to use these?
He totally forgot it was in his pocket. So he sat there. So he pulled out his pocket. About 5 or 6 bullets. The cop was like, what are you doing?
All right. So, again, I know that. You've talked about some stories. I know that there's some stories of people that do this for fun from the 213, 281. They said their little league coach was a sheriff. So when they started driving, The coach used to pull him over just to talk about the time that they went to the championship.
Oh, God.
I feel like this is, look, I am
terrifying.
I am no one to be able to tell police officers how to do their job in this regard.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we shouldn't do this. Like, I've seen the stories of, like, the police officers to try and help, help build community with the folks that would stop people and give them ice cream. And I'm like, it doesn't help. The ice cream doesn't fix.
Matter of fact, while we here.
You threw my whole day off already.
Matter of fact, while we here, I know we got a lot of cop listeners. Don't do none of this.
Please.
Like, nah, man. It's a lot of stuff going on in the world. Stress and true personal stuff.
Yeah.
We don't need these jokes to be going on, pulling over type jokes.
Even best case scenario, my brain goes, jail. Damn, this insurance about to go up. Like, I don't need that feeling for even the split second.
Yeah, don't try to handcuff me and then, I gotcha. Like, I do not need that, man.
If you're going to do it to anybody, do it to Pendergast, okay? Just do it to him. I'm sure he'd be all right with it.
Oh, man. How are y'all on the passing a cop on the highway? Because this happened to me just this weekend, and this whole conversation reminded me. I was driving somewhere, and the speed limit, I think, was 75, and the cop was going, like, 65. And I passed him, like, going 66.
You're good? I would do that. Now, the tough part is when the speed limit 75, the cop's going 75, and the whole there's a traffic else, that starts right there. Everybody's an invisible line. We are not crossing this.
Yeah, everybody is just following the cop at this point.
Let me know, though, if you are a cop and you have that moment. Is that funny to you? Do you enjoy being able to, like, slow everybody down in that moment?
66 and a half. I was just, like, barely passing.
I'd have gone to 70. I'd be like, I'm five miles per hour clear of the speed limit. You can't do this. I'm doing okay. Yeah. Somebody said, you know, a few of them are already going to look for you after the show. I walked to work, okay?
Yeah.
I walked. You can't
They could jump out the car and put you in the cuffs.
Sir.
You know that one cop that pulled me over is still telling that story.
Probably.
It's not a bad story from this perspective, I don't think. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, get back to the sports of it all. Go around the NFL where a great Thursday night football game has some illuminating factor to it. And then also we welcome in B. Scott for the hour. We'll do all that next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.